Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. And as you're turning there, I'll lead in and kind of give you an idea of where we're going today. You know, the Lord was just reminding me that to get to have the promise, to receive the promises, you go through the wilderness before you get to the promise. God gave us an example in His Word. The children of Israel went through the wilderness before they could step across the Jordan into the promise. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted of Satan, and we're followers of Jesus. And then He came out, but He stood and established the Word of God and the power over Satan. He said that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And He reminded him to that Satan, He said, Satan, get behind me, for I'll worship the Lord God, and Him alone will I serve. And when I was looking at this, the Lord gives us examples of men and women in His Word so that we can learn from their experience so that we do not have to go through it ourselves. I don't know about you, but my prayer is, Lord, help me to be a quick learner. Hello? Amen? Amen? Because God has a plan. And in Romans chapter 15, verse number 1, the Word of God says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. How many know we're to build one another up, not tear one another down? You know, in the world would bring someone down to elevate themselves up. But God says we elevate ourselves when we elevate others. Amen? In other words, that we reverse the curse. Amen? We're not operating as the world operates. For even Christ pleased not Himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. And here's where I want to focus your attention for the message this morning. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. You know, this week I was talking to my wife, my lover, my best friend. And I was talking to her, and I was thinking, saying, hey, I might take up golf again. You know, when I gave my heart to the Lord, I put down my golf clubs. I did. I have Callaways. I have a Big Bertha driver. I got some nice clubs. I don't know if they're still good anymore in the age we're living in now. They probably have something on your phone. You just make the ball go. But one of the things that the Lord was reminding me when I was talking about that, I went to run at the park, and I'm running in the park, and the Lord spoke to my heart. And He said, do you remember the golf swing? I said, yeah. He said, it's all in the follow through. It's all in the follow through. In other words, if you hit it short, you're going to slice it. If you over hit it, you're going to hook it. It's all in the follow through. So He gave me a message this morning. The title of this morning's message is, it's all in the follow through. He who has begun a good work is faithful to see it through. Amen. God doesn't start something that He doesn't finish. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. How many know that all of us are a work in progress and He hasn't finished with us yet? Amen. If you're still breathing, God still has something He wants to do in you and through you for the benefit of others. So three things I want to share with you today out of this text is the lesson, the lasting, and the looking. The lesson, the lasting, and the looking. Can we lift the word up together and come into unity and make a declaration here with one another. Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I can be who God's word says I can be. I can have Everything God's word says I can have. I can do everything God says I can do. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent it to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here, not only in the sanctuary, but on the website, Father God. Now I pray, Lord, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer, Father God. And when all is said and done and completed, you will receive all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. So the first thing he says in our text today, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Look to the one next to you and say, you ready to learn something? You know, the Bible says to you and I that we're ever learning but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. The Word of God tells you and I to study, to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Amen. So what the Lord is speaking to us is the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. So faith comes by and hearing by the Word of God. So as God's Word is spoken today, your faith will increase if you're listening. Now tell the devil, get out of my ears, devil. Mind, come under subjection. You know, don't be thinking about what you're going to do after church. We're not there yet. Amen. That's the way the adversary wants you to look where you're going, not where you're at. And then you get all tripped up where you're at. But he says that we're ever learning. The first thing is the lesson. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul writes in verse number 11. He says, now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition or our warning upon the whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There have no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. You know, God will never allow more on us than we can bear. Half the time when we're overburdened, there's things that we picked up, amen, and we didn't trust the Lord in and through it. You know, I guess I go back to where it says, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. That God has a purpose and he has a plan. So in other words, I don't know about you, when I'm studying the word, I want to learn from the major and the minor prophets. I want to learn from what the children of Israel went through. I want to learn what the early church went through. I want to see what God wants to show me in and through his word so that we can have understanding that we're not surprised about anything. Let me say something to you. If you're a studier of the Word of God, what's happening in our nation and our world right now should not be a surprise to any man or woman or child of God. God said all these things were going to come, but he says to you, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness, says the Lord God. Amen. This isn't the time for the church to be in fear. This is the time for the church to arise and shine and let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen. Amen. This is the time. This is the church age. Just don't be listening to the news, because the news doesn't sing anything but the blues. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me today? You know, and it's not only that. I love what the psalmist says in Psalms 119. The reason I'm going here is the lessons we learn. How many know the enemy is always trying to trip us up? Amen. But when I have the word inside of me, I have the ammunition I need to fight him with. Amen. Amen. Because guess what? He doesn't care too much about my word, but when I speak the word of Jesus, I believe God in his word. He said, every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. And Matthew 4, I just want you to remind you something. In Matthew 4, when Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, Satan is the only time with a capital S is a title of a name. Jesus said, that's the name that we're binding. He has all kinds of demons and he has all kinds of devils, but our battle is with the big S, Satan. Amen. And you can battle him because of the big yes, your salvation. Because you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, you know, everything has become new. Hallelujah. But the psalmist says in Psalms 119, verse 105, he says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, and I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. The psalmist said this. He put it like this, simple as this. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. He's going to deliver me out of this thing. Amen. Hey, guess what? COVID has a name. It's been given a name. It's got a capital C. It's COVID. And every name has to bow to the name of Jesus. I take authority over that name. That name, that thing ain't coming to my house. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. Look with me in 1 John 5:13, and this is a lesson I want to, the Lord's really speaking to my heart about. First John 5:13. John the Beloved said this. He said, these things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Hey, I want to say something to you. This is a no-so mentality, not a think-so. This Tuesday, I have the opportunity, I'm doing a memorial service for an old friend of mine, Steve Campbell. And Steve passed away, and we're having a memorial service on Tuesday, and the Lord was speaking to me about something. I didn't know what his birthday was, but I scheduled the service, and it just happened to be that the service that we're having for him is on his birthday. I had no idea it was his birthday when I set the date for the memorial service. But then when I saw the obituary, it was his birthday. And the Lord said, your birthday is one thing, but how about your rebirth day? Your rebirth day. And I said, well, what are you saying, Lord? He is saying, do you know your birthday? Do you know when you were born again? And it was the greatest day of my life. On October the 12th, 1997, the Lord came into my heart as my Lord and Savior and set me free from bondage. I'll never forget my rebirth day. And the Lord was saying something to me about this. If you don't remember when you were born again, maybe you ought to be born again. Hello? If you don't remember the date that something happened in your life because there was a transformation that took place, old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. And guess what? The Lord cares more about my rebirth day than he does about my birthday. Hello? Amen. Are you hearing me? So he is saying to us, you know, I've shared this before. I want to share it again. I guess I have to share it. I was raised in a Christian family. Everybody knows my dad was a pastor. My granddad was a pastor. We had pastors all around us, but I was a rebel. Every Easter, I would honor my father. And I'd go to Maryland to my dad's church. And every Easter, I'd pick Jesus up as my Savior. It's just like I'm driving down the road and Jesus was hitchhiking. And I picked him up and gave him a ride. But as soon as I got away from the church and got back into the world, I let him back off. Then I'd pick him back up and I'd let him back off. Pick him back up and let him back off. But on October the 12th, 1997, there was something that was different when I picked him up that day. I slid over and took the passenger seat and I gave him the wheel. Amen. I just didn't make him my Savior. I made him my Lord. Amen. Amen. So secondly, he says, hey, these things were written aforetime for our learning. It's the lesson that through the scriptures, we, amen? No, he doesn't say that. I better go back to my, I lost my train of thought. Did that ever happen to someone before? Whereunto these things are written unto you beforehand. I better go back to my scripture. Now, for whatsoever things were written beforehand were written for your learning, that through the patience and comfort of scriptures. The patience and comfort of scriptures. Amen? How many know that we're human and we're also spiritual? My flesh was getting in the way, and then my spirit man had to come back. Amen? Guess what? God shows us that we all need to open the word, right? Are you with me? And what he's talking about, to me, is the patience and comfort of scriptures is the lasting. Amen? In other words, we fight the good fight. We finish the course. Amen? We don't give up in the middle of the fight or the battle. So he says in Ecclesiastes that Solomon says, did somebody smile in the house? He said, better is the end of a thing, verse 8, than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud of spirit. You know, the Bible says that pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. So in other words, the patience and comfort of the scriptures helps us to last through the storm. Amen? Amen? He's not saying that we will not go through the storms, but through the power of his word and the power of his witness within us, we can overcome every weapon that's formed against us. When I was looking at that, the writer of Hebrews says this in Hebrews chapter 10. The writer of Hebrews reminds you and I in verse number 35. He says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen? So when we're looking at this to help us last, the writer of James reminds you and I in James chapter 1, how many of us going through something? Let me see your hand. God wants you to know that none of you are going through it alone. He's your very present help in time of trouble. Amen? Amen? So he gives you strength to be able to carry on. Amen. We cannot change things around us. God's the one that changed, but we have to accept things like they are, but trust God to help us to keep our peace in the midst of the storm. Amen. Jesus said, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And the God of comfort shall comfort us in all of our tribulations with the comfort wherewith we receive from him." Amen. He is the comforter, the Spirit is the comforter that comforts us through every storm. So he reminds us in James chapter 1, verse number 2. He says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." These things were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. Amen? So we find the lesson is learning. The lasting is having patience during the storm. And the looking is what we're looking for, the answer, the hope that we have. The Word of God declares in Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So by faith, we're looking for the promises of God, because all the promises of him are yes and amen. So the Apostle Paul says this to us to bring this to light. In Romans chapter 8, he reminds you and I of this. Verse 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Amen. In other words, this is the time for faith to arise. And we believe that we're going to allow God to arise and the enemy be scattered. The enemy is scattered when faith arises. Faith is believing God and his word, that every word that he said that he will do. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I'm reading the word and I'm seeing how he showed up time and time again, like with the three Hebrew children and the fiery furnace, when he showed up for Daniel in the lion's den and the lions were tamed, that God will show up for every roaring lion that comes against you and every fire the enemy tries to bring in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know one thing. I'm going to believe God in his word. I'm going to believe God in his word. And I'm not going to do anything the Lord tells me not to do. I'm going to render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's, and unto God's what is God's. And when Caesar tries to make me do something that doesn't align with the word of God, that's when rebellion comes. That's when persecution comes. That's when we stand for the rights we have as children of God. Amen. Hey, God never said your faith wouldn't be tested. God never said but he said the trial of your faith may bring something. Amen. So he tells you and I in 1 Peter chapter 3. Are you with me? How many know that God's speaking to you for right what you're going through right now? How many know that Holy Spirit, God knows everything that you're facing and everything that you're going through? There's no surprises to him. God brought this word to speak to everybody in the room. Amen. God brought this word to encourage you, to build you up, to show you that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. And he's saying to you and I in 1 Peter chapter 3, 15. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You know, when I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 5, verse number 5. He said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You know, the Word of God says, the apostle said, well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believed, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek. We have the answer for every problem and every situation and every circumstance the world is facing today. And every answer is found in Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The sweetest name I know. Amen. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us in his word today? He said, these things were written aforetime for our learning, that we through patience and the comfort of the scriptures might have hope. That God gave us his word as a lesson for us, as a lesson to help us last through the storm, because we're looking for the promise. But he didn't end there. Turn back to our text in Romans chapter 15. He also said the like-mindedness. You know, there's power of agreement. How many know that the adversary is doing everything he can to bring division and disagreement in the body of Christ? Amen. Because he knows what happens when we come in unity. He says in verse number 5, he says, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. So what is the Lord saying to us today? He sent his word here today as to give us a lesson, to help us last through the storm that we're facing, because we're looking to him for the answer. But he says that we remain like-minded. The Bible says this. Let me say this to you. God knew everything that was going on or what would be going on in the age that we're living in now. And he says to you and I in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, amen, but exhorting one another as we see the day approaching. What is the day approaching? His return. What's his return? The trumpet's going to sound. Hallelujah. The church is going to rise triumphantly. And we're going to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords for eternity. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. I don't know about you, but when you read a good book and you can't wait to get to the end and you get excited about the end, the end was given unto us in the book of Revelations. A revelation is the apocalypse, the uncovering, the revealing that God has showed us all things that are coming. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the God that was, the God that is and the God that is still to come. He is our King of Kings and He is our Lord of Lords. God wants you to be encouraged in the faith today, knowing that you're going to grow and you're going to do everything that He called you to do. Did God give you a vision in your life? Did God give you a plan for your purpose for your life? Amen. Did you get off track somewhere along the line? Is God calling you back to get on track? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for God and His love and His mercy and His grace. Amen. You seem awful down today, brother. Lord, I speak the word to you right now in the name of Jesus. I call the spirit that's within you to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm just waiting a minute. I speak the word to you right now. Father, I thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against my brother shall prosper. And whatever tongue is risen up, I condemn those words in the name of Jesus. He is more than a conqueror than you that gives him strength. So, Father God, I don't know where the distraction is in the mind, but he has the mind of Christ, Father God. I thank you for the call and anointing upon him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just stand in the sanctuary? Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman and child in this room today. I thank you for the call of God that is irrevocable, that does not change. Father, that you called them and you appointed them for a time such as now. Right now, Lord Jesus, may the God in them arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Father, you've given each and every one gifts. And some of the gifts have been laying dormant. They haven't been being used, Father God. Holy Spirit, activate today, Father God. Stir up every gift in every man and woman and child in this room, Father God. Stir up the gifts that they start flowing and operating in what you called them to do. No matter what it's looking like in the world, we're saying today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we praise you and we give you glory for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and everything you're going to do. We count it an honor, Lord, to surrender to your will. We count it an honor, Lord, to be used for your honor and your glory, not only in this sanctuary, not only in the church, but in the workplace and those things you called us to do. Father God, Lord, as your word declares that we're trusting you in and through it, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, we believe you and trust you at your word. So, Lord, may God be magnified and glorified in and through each and every one of us, and we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.